This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, welcome to your March Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm your host, Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And I'm excited to be visiting this month with one of our local member discount providers, Lola Spears of Nokomis Gift and Garden. Lola, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Katie. Nice to talk with you today.
Well, thank you for joining us and taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule, as I know you're very busy right now gearing up for spring.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Which is one of the main reasons I wanted to just catch up and get an update from you. But I'd like to start with, how many years have you and Tom been in business now? And just tell us a little bit about the history there.
Okay, well, Tom and I started out in 1993, so we're getting close to 28 years in business, and we forever have been a husband-wife team. He does the wholesale end of the business, and I do the retail end, and we've worked a nice business, I think, and we are very customer-oriented. That's what our claim to fame is. So we do mums ourselves in the fall. We do bring in poinsettias. We have fundraisers. Then in the spring, we do our own growing in our facilities here. We do bedding, and then we bring in tropicals for patio pots and others, you know, to make your home more beautiful. The scenario with our economy right now is the stay vacations, and we hope to make your stay at home more pleasurable.
Well, I know from visiting your store several times, you have a little bit of everything, and yes, lots of beautiful plants, especially the tropicals that you get in. Talking about what you have to offer, I know when COVID hit, it affected, you know, every type of business, but it also affected you guys and supply. So how are things there? Has that improved? Are there still issues? What can we expect this year?
Well, you would think the first year of COVID would have been the worst, and it was not. Things were bought. Things were already shipped by then. So the first year was a piece of cake. Everybody had to stay home. Everybody gardened. Everybody did flowers to make their environment a little bit less stressful. Last year was a nightmare. The shipping, you know, nobody seen it coming. We were delayed plants. We were delayed pots to plant the plants in. You know, some of our pots that we wanted for February, we didn't get until June. What we end up having to do is we told no supplier, do not cancel any of our orders. We'll just take them and inventory them. That's the only way because we didn't know what this year was going to bring, and it could have been worse as far as shipping. We're seeing that it is on an upward trend as far as getting our product here. The soil that we grow in and everything, as far as trucking, has been no problem. It's just mostly the plastics and stuff that we have to use to grow in. That's, you know, instead of in one shipment, we get them in 3 to 4 shipments because it's, you know, it's just not coming into the suppliers as fast as. So, you know, we're kind of losing out on the shipping fees on that way instead of in one bulk shipment. So, but you got to make the best of it. Nobody likes it this way, including the people selling it to you. They're not making any money. So they're, you know, you just got to be patient and you roll with the dice. We've had, now as far as our trucking and our tropicals coming out of Florida, we have been told, do not change truck companies, do not change suppliers. Nobody is taking new customers in either category. They are, you know, if you're not, if you haven't been a customer with them, you're not going to get any more product. And so luckily we are safe there. We've had a trucking company for at least last 10 years. So, you know, they're in our court as well as our plant brokers who, you know, we have established good rapport with all our tropical people as far as getting plants and what we need. Whether now sometimes, you know, if they say they're coming on Tuesday, it may be Thursday or Friday before we get here. But again, you roll with the punches, and at least you have product to sell. And that's the name of the game. You got to have something to sell. So it's just being patient now. You know, nobody likes it like this. And that we're just going to stay on track and do what we've been doing. And hopefully our suppliers are in our court. So.
I think you bring up some things that at least I didn't really think about, but how dependent you are on the truckers and getting those supplies to you. So you definitely yeah. have weathered the storm for a couple years, it sounds like.
Yeah, that last year was horrible. I mean, like I said, we didn't see it coming. Now, like this year again, like our bulk seeds, Katie, who would think, you know, that our seed was depleted. Our seed bank was depleted. We're still struggling there. I told Tom, we're not going to let that happen again this year. So we went out and got another bulk seed company. So if the first one can't supply, we've got another one for backup. Last year, we were sold in allotments. You know, if we wanted 50 pounds of peaches and cream, we probably only got 20. So this year I said, I'm not doing that. I've got to have this. And my customers need this too. So we went with a second seed company just to have a backup plan. So a lot of it is diversification and planning. You just got to have that extra set back there waiting for them, you know, for you in case something falls through. So the seed bank still isn't up to par, in my opinion, but not like it has been. You know, that's hard too when you've done business for 25 years and it's always been the same every year, you know, like clockwork, and then this all is a, you know, a wrench in the system. So, but hopefully we've got all areas covered now, and we're trying to work out with all our suppliers. So
sounds good. Sounds like it's looking, moving towards the positive and getting a little bit closer to normal.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, it's your busy season. Spring is coming. Today when we're talking, it's March 7th. I wanted to ask you if you had any tips or reminders for folks that might be listening that are thinking, hey, I want to plant a garden this year, or I want to do some flowers. Any tips or things for them?
My first and foremost tip is, just like a house, you got to have good bones. You know, you got to have good structure. And in planting a garden or flowers, you need good soil. You've got to start with good soil. Have your soil tested, or get a soil testing kit. See where you stand there and amend it, that soil. That way you're not disappointed, and keep up with what the tags tell you. You know, we pay a lot of money for those tags we put in each and every pot. Use those tags and keep them handy, so you know what those plants need throughout the growing season. I am a firm believer in Epsom salts. I have used it in my garden for the last, 7-8 years, and I've seen a tremendous turnaround in my tomatoes and peppers. It's simple, it's not chemical, and I have seen a great turnaround. So, but yeah, you need good bones, just like a house. Make sure that soil has fertilizer, or if it's too hard or clay, get some peat moss or some good black soil and get it amended. So you're starting out with good roots. So that's my best tip. And then, of course, when you go to your nursery or greenhouse, make sure you get quality plants and disease, you know, free plants that and somebody there to help you. That's why we are so customer oriented. We like to make sure you if you succeed, we succeed. You'll come back and buy again. So that's my whole point of having a business. So.
Well, it sounds great. I think those were some great words of wisdom from all the experience that you have. And I was just going to say, if you're listening and you don't have a greenhouse or somewhere to buy plants, Lola, that's definitely something you and Tom would be happy to help folks out with.
Absolutely. First of April, we're going to be open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and then on Sunday, 11 to 4. So we're here to help. Sometimes I give you advice whether you want it or not. So because it is true. I want you to succeed. I want you to be happy with what you did.
Any upcoming sales or special events? You mentioned you do a lot of fundraisers with local organizations. Anything upcoming that you'd like to promote?
Yes, Katie, we have a couple coming up in April. First of all, on April 23rd, it's the geranium sale for the St. Louis School. Them and the public school, we go every other fundraiser. They do like the school, the St. Louis School do the geraniums, and then come fall, the Nokomis Public School District will come in and do the mums, and then they'll switch off and do the geraniums in the spring. So we love to help these kids and make sure they have everything they need. And then on April 30th, we'll have our hanging basket sale, and that is for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. That is one of my groups, and I love to see that happen here in Montgomery County. We've got to support our own, and it starts right here at home. So I'm very thrilled to have that fundraiser also. Don't forget Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a biggie here too. So, which is May 8th this year. And we always have lots of pots and patio pots and all kinds of things for those moms out there.
All right. Sounds great. Lola, lots of great upcoming sales and events to look forward to. Any final thoughts from you or anyone you'd like to say thank you to while you have the opportunity? I know you've mentioned before you've had a lot of great local support through these challenges the last 2 years.
Yes. Hopefully Montgomery County and surrounding counties have been very supportive to us. And that's why we like to do all we can for our community. It's just phenomenal how everybody's taken us in. We get a lot of people from Christian County also, and they spread the word. So, you know, advertising's great, but word of mouth is even better, because that's testimonials right there that we can do you a good job.
Lola Spears of Nokomis Gift and Garden. Farm Bureau members receive a 10% discount when they shop at their store. And don't forget, we are currently accepting orders for our frozen meal fundraiser. Orders should be placed online at thegivingplatemeals.com by March 29th. Proceeds from the fundraiser will benefit the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation, which provides local scholarships and supports the Montgomery County Ag in the Classroom program. Once again, that website for the frozen meal order, thegivingplatemeals.com. And that concludes your Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.